Once, and only once, had I heard of a man going into the thickness and returning. That man was blind, mute, and deaf when he returned. What had happened to him in the ashen thickness was always a throbbing mystery to me, and his story remained untold, for he had no tongue with which to speak it.
No doubt. Fey demons ate his eyes and tongue and put searing iron metal in his ears.
One man had shouted from the crowd surrounding the poor fellow who had returned half dead and maimed.
Ain't so.
Another retorted.
They hate the iron.
Burns their skin like fire.
The man was a poor sight to look at, fearful of anyone's touch, no matter how gentle. Nevertheless, the poor fellow was hanged that very night and burned with hot fire made of rowan, for the fear he was full of demons.
No sane man's that scared of anyone, unless he's bound full of 'em and got something to be worried about.
One angry-looking old man remarked from amongst the crowd just before they killed him. My father made Venix and me watch the whole thing unfold without allowing us to look away, not even once. He spoke seven words in such an ominous tone that it struck my then tender heart with such a fright that it challenged my entire childhood. And as the man hung from a noose, rowan wood stacked beneath his feet, my father whispered severely into my ear.
Superstition is the downfall of feeble minds.
And as the man strangled, noose wrapped tight around his neck, gasping for air, the townsfolk lit the fire, and the flames burned hot, red hot. Soon, nothing remained but bones and ash and the words my father had spoken. I didn't know for certain what my father meant at the time. I do now, though, and so will you, very soon. Townsfolk from all around hid away for weeks within their homes after he was burned. You see, rowan wood does not simply burn a body the same way a regular fire does. True rowan burns red hot, penetrating the body and incinerating the flesh from the inside out, creating a grim display of ashen flesh and ember fire within. Dark rumors and sinister talk of fey demons crossing over through the ash began to spread around the town. And to make matters worse, black ember ash began to fall only days later, bringing with it a grim darkness that fell upon the town, as it always did when the season of black ember began. With its coming, even more grotesque rumors spread, passing from one tongue and ear to the next, causing quite a stir of panic within the town. It pains me to say, that poor man's entire family was hanged and burned by rowan fire within a week's span. And those that chose to run, they were hunted down, bound, and burned the same as the rest, with rowan. On the other hand, I had seen groups form throughout the years that rebuked the legends of horror about the thickness that all sensible men feared. These rebukers fervently assured others that just across the thickness of ash lay a promised land of untold blessings. They were a minority, if there ever was one.